Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's Fairfield area weather forecast calls for cloudy skies with a high of 38. Tonight, 40% chance for showers with a low of 25. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. David White, president of the Wayne County Farm Bureau, says the county's delegation took two resolutions up to the Illinois Farm Bureau's annual meeting in Chicago over the weekend. The first resolution is designed to help cost-sharing farmers and landlords, which are common in the area.
One of them is on the basis issue. We found out that Illinois Farm Bureau does not have any language in its policy book on basis, and we just feel like that a bigger farmer, you can contract some of your grain ahead, but if you're cost-sharing like a lot of us are in southern Illinois, our landlords can't cost-share, or they can't sell their products ahead because they don't have enough acreage and they're kind of, you know, leery of doing it.
The second resolution taken to Chicago seeks to put citizenship back on the census.
On our census, we would like to see a part put in on citizenship. And but we feel like for the demographics for us to see where the citizens are and where the ones that are not citizens needs to be shown on the census so we can work with different programs for those people that need different things.
White says citizenship was taken off the common census around 1950, and it was on only the long-form census from 1970 to 2000. More news next.
Are you passionate about education and helping others? Frontier Community College is now offering free literacy tutoring for community learners, and we need your help. By volunteering as a tutor for just 1 hour each week, you can make a difference in a student's life. Tutors are carefully matched with learners to help with reading, writing, and math. If you want to support this local cause, call Frontier at 842-3711 to sign up today.
Give your home a desperately needed makeover with new flooring from Haas Interiors in Fairfield. They have name brand vinyl plank or tile flooring that is water, pet, and kid proof. Haas Interiors has Mohawk, Shaw, and many other name brands of carpeting in stock and ready to be installed by their experts. Area rugs and 13-foot vinyl flooring in the latest styles and colors are available. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and night times by appointment on West Main in Fairfield.
In other news, filing dates for Fairfield's upcoming consolidated election begin next week. One seat from each of the city's four wards will be elected next year, and each seat is now contested. Incumbents Mike Podorf, Tyler Lampley, Jerry Lisenby, and Ed Prince are all running for re-election. They are currently opposed by Brett Cole, Sheila Zerlini, Karen Oliver, and Gary D. Moore, respectively. Petitions may be filed throughout next week in the city clerk's office at City Hall. Office hours are 7 a.m. to noon and 1 to 4 p.m. On Friday, December 17th, the office will remain open until 5. The consolidated election will be held on April 2nd. 27-year-old Carmi resident Justin R. Kays was arrested by Wayne County Sheriff's deputies early this morning on a charge of possession of methamphetamine. Kays was transported to the Wayne County Jail and held, pending an appearance before a judge to set bond. The National Weather Service says at least 23 tornadoes touched down Saturday in Illinois, making the outbreak the state's largest on record for December. Meteorologist Dan Smith with the Weather Service's Lincoln office says crews had confirmed 23 tornado touchdowns across central Illinois by Monday afternoon. However, he says that number may continue to grow because crews are surveying three other sites to determine if storm damage there was caused by tornadoes. Illinois' previous December tornado record was 21 during an outbreak on December 18th and 19th in 1957. Smith says that while numerous injuries were reported in Saturday's storms, no fatalities were reported in Illinois due to the severe weather outbreak. The central Illinois town of Taylorville, located southeast of Springfield in Christian County, was the community hardest hit by Saturday's tornadoes. More than 20 were taken to the Taylorville Hospital for treatment. Authorities in the community of Allerton, southeast of St. Louis, say an early morning fire has destroyed the home of the town's mayor. Allerton's director of code enforcement, Anthony LaFleur, says authorities believe someone threw something into Mayor Joanne Reed's living room window that ignited the fire around 1 a.m. yesterday morning. LaFleur says Reed escaped her home barefoot and in her nightclothes after she was awakened by a noise before her alarm company called to inform her about the fire. Crews extinguished the blaze in about 3 hours. The Illinois State Fire Marshal's office has been alerted, and reports indicate that Monday's fire is the third fire to strike a residence where Reed has lived in the city. There have been no arrests in those previous fires. Egyptian Health Department opens its new office in Fairfield today. The El Dorado-based agency will take over the abandoned office of Southeastern Illinois Counseling Centers at 5407 North Basin Road in Fairfield. Southeastern folded with financial problems about 2 months ago. According to CEO Angie Hampton, Egyptian will offer an array of behavioral health services to Wayne County at its new office. Those services will include outpatient mental health therapy and counseling for adults and children, substance abuse treatment services, including individual, family, and group counseling, as well as DUI services. Egyptian Behavioral Health Services is a division of Egyptian Health Department, which is a behavioral health agency serving Saline, Gallatin, White, Hamilton, and now Wayne County. The agency also serves as the local public health department for Saline, Gallatin, and White counties only. Egyptian Health Department is nationally accredited by the Council on Accreditation. Overall, the agency has approximately 160 employees, with the main office in El Dorado and satellite offices in Harrisburg, Shawneetown, Junction, Carmi, and now Fairfield. Hampton says the agency looks forward to providing behavioral health services in Wayne County that will further the mission of creating healthier communities. She said Egyptian will strive to create partnerships with existing healthcare and social service agencies in Wayne County. Anyone seeking more information about their programs or who wants to make an appointment is asked to call 516-5326 or visit Egyptian.org. The Salvation Army will be setting up on Saturdays at the Fairfield Walmart until Christmas. Amy Hart, county manager for Wadi and director of the Wayne County Salvation Army, says funds from the Walmart location will help people in Fairfield with their utility needs.
Yes, we're trying to bring Salvation Army to Wayne County to help those that need help with getting their utilities reconnected or keep from getting them disconnected. And it also will help with water utilities, which LIHEAP does not cover.
Hart, appearing on the Community Connection program, also said that the Salvation Army would gladly take more volunteers. Should they get the manpower, they would set up a second location at the Fairfield Save-A-Lot. As for where the money from the locations would go, Hart says it would make a brief stop in Marion before going out to those in need.
Okay, that money is going, of course, I'm depositing it in the bank, and then I will send it to Marion to the main office, and then they will in turn put that into an account for me, and as I need it, I can fill out vouchers, send to them, and then they'll pay people's either utilities, rent, it could be, you know, gas, electric, and then it also can add in water, which okay. Our other programs do not.
Anyone looking to volunteer for the holiday season is asked to call Wadi at 842-2962. The Atkinson Forest Rally was held last night at New Beginnings Church in Fairfield. Those in attendance registered for free giveaways, ate chili, and participated in a silent auction to benefit the Fairfield Ministerial Alliance and the Fairfield Area Sports Commission. Ryan Rice says despite a low crowd turnout, there were some positives on the night.
There was a Christmas program going on tonight. There was basketball games going on, so, you know, that might have affected our crowd. We did get a couple families that wanted to make some financial commitments towards Atkinson Forest, so there were some positive developments. One of those was over for $1,000, so it's great. There were some also ideas floated around about diverting community service hours towards clearing the trails at Atkinson Forest.
The live auction scheduled for the event was postponed to next year due to the low turnout. Rice also reported that Fairfield Mayor Brent McGuire is still working on establishing a steering committee for Atkinson Forest. Rice says moving forward, he would like to see more excitement and a sense of urgency from the city council.
I'd just like to see the city council have a little more excitement, and the mayor a little more excitement about Atkinson Forest. I just think that things are going a little bit too slow for my taste. It's been 4 months since the Future Fairfield meeting, and we still don't have a steering committee set yet. Yeah, we got all these people willing to donate all this time, labor, and materials, money. There needs to be a little more sense of urgency going forward. So if I had one message going forward, it would be, okay, city council, okay, mayor, okay, park district, let's all work together. Let's make this thing happen, and don't let all this donated money go to waste.
Rice says the city council and park district will have to meet after the steering committee is formed to determine who will maintain the forest and how they will do so. The Albion City Council met last night in regular session. Mark Curtis reports.
The Albion City Council met in regular session Monday night. The council, under old business, heard from Krista McLaren of Kemper CPA Group about the annual audit. The city's finance seemed to be in good shape, according to Kemper. However, there were some issues with some funds needing to have transfers made back into the general fund from especially the equipment fund. The garbage fund stands to be monitored with the possible raise required to keep that fund in the black. The water fund had a surplus of $135,000 and the sewer fund $96,000. Also, the city exceeded the amount of the appropriations in some accounts, which should be monitored more closely, according to Kemper, so the city does not go over the appropriations ordinance. The tax levy for the current year was passed by the council. The council voted to sell 4 parcels of land, the former Barney Henson property, which is inside the city limits. The council will now advertise the parcels, and they could be sold as early as February. The council tabled the employee handbook military policy for pay. The issue will be reviewed further and will be brought back to the January meeting. Austin Ridgely from HLR, formerly Lamac Engineering, told the council that all boring work on the Pinch water line has been completed, and the line will begin to be laid as soon as a break in the weather occurs. The boring of water lines costs $5,000 extra in change orders. The council voted to spend $42,344.05 to allow inspection of sewers in the northeast section of Albion. Vizu Sewer out of St. Louis, Missouri will be doing that work. The Edwards County Sheriff's Department request for a donation for a canine unit was declined for lack of a motion. After executive session, the council voted to give all full-time city workers a $250 Christmas bonus net and $150 net for part-time employees. The council also voted clothing allowances for outside workers $300 and inside workers $200. Raises for city workers will be discussed at a later date. A reminder that trash pickup will remain the same for Christmas and New Year's Day holidays. Reporting for the News Leader from Edwards County, this is Mark Curtis.
The Fairfield FFA alumni will meet at 5 p.m. tomorrow night at the Fairfield Community High School Agriculture Classroom. Scholarships and fundraising will be discussed. Anyone wanting to support the Fairfield FFA or past members is invited to attend. Supper will be provided. Illinois leaders look to the past and the future as the state celebrates its 200th birthday. Kim Howard has more.
There have been several bicentennial events all year long in Illinois, culminating in a big birthday party at Navy Pier in Chicago Monday night. Governor Bruce Rauner noted all that's been accomplished in Illinois so far, as did Governor-elect J.B. Pritzker.
We should all celebrate the 200 years of progress that we've made. But I want to say how important it is for us to look forward in this state. Our best days are yet to come in Illinois.
The birthday bash also honored Illinois veterans, iconic actors and athletes from Illinois, and the creation of the Chicago Bears, which will celebrate its 100th anniversary next year. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
That's the news. Area deaths next.
If you need health insurance, don't wait. The open enrollment period is ending soon. Whether you lost your coverage at work, are self-employed, or recently aged out of your parents' plan, Health Alliance has a wide range of cost-effective insurance options, plus member-exclusive benefits. But only if you hurry. Open enrollment ends December 15th. Visit healthalliance.org/plans today to compare coverage and begin your enrollment process. Health Alliance, insurance for real life.
Roadhouse Harley-Davidson is giving you a bulging sack for Christmas. On December 8th, they'll take 50% off everything you can stuff in your Roadhouse tote. No more Santa's sack envy. Now yours can be just as full. And half off. Hundreds of select licensed merchandise for you to stuff into your sack until it's ready to explode. One day event. Don't miss out. December 8th, Roadhouse Harley-Davidson, Mount Vernon, Illinois. Only one day to make your sack as big as possible. Don't have a Roadhouse tote? Stop by and get one before they are gone.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 35 with some snow flurries falling in the area. It is time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1001 Commerce Drive in Fairfield. The Dow was at 25,273, down 553. The NASDAQ is at 7,251, down 190. January crude oil is at $53.10. That is up 12 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Lakeland area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 81-year-old Bluford resident Billy Leroy Russell died on Saturday at the Hamilton Memorial Hospital in McLeansboro. He previously worked as a barber and most recently worked for Trunkline Gas Company until his retirement. Billy Russell is survived by his wife, Violetta Russell, of Bluford, two daughters, Carla McKinney of Wayne City, and Melinda Strain of Big Sandy, Tennessee, two stepdaughters, Kimberly Fowler and Cheryl Harden, both of Ohio, a stepson, Kevin Pendleton of Ohio, a sister, Thelma Baker of Oblong, two granddaughters, six step-grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and several nieces and nephews. Visitation for Billy Russell will be held from 5 to 8 p.m. this evening at the Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. Funeral services will be at 10 o'clock a.m. on Wednesday, tomorrow at the funeral home. Burial will be at the Berlin Cemetery in Oblong. There will be a short graveside service at the cemetery upon arrival of the procession. Memorials may be made to the Baptist Children's Home in Carmi, and they will be accepted at the Young Funeral Home in Wayne City, which is in charge of arrangements. 80-year-old Fairfield resident Connie Williams Eichenhorst died at 4:37 p.m. on Friday at Deaconess Gateway Hospital in Newburgh, Indiana. She served as a secretary at the Brown School, Edwards County High School, and Dr. Stevens Chiropractic Clinic. Connie Eichenhorst is survived by her husband, Joe Eichenhorst of Fairfield, a son, Marlon Short of Browns, a daughter, Janet Reynolds of Evansville, Indiana, one stepson, Jeffrey Eichenhorst of Fairfield, five stepdaughters, Connie Smith of Fairfield, Lori Eichenhorst of Oregon, Laura Lowry of Mount Vernon, Vicki French of Fairfield, and Diana Burke of Mount Vernon, two sisters, Wanda Wilhauser of Olney, and Dixie Muirer of Arizona, five grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, and several step-grandchildren and step-great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Connie Eichenhorst will be held at 10 o'clock a.m. on Friday at the Victory Outreach Christian Center in Fairfield. Burial will follow at the Shiloh Cemetery at Samsville. Visitation will be held from 5 to 7 p.m. on Thursday at the church. Memorials may be given to the Victory Outreach Christian Center, and they will be accepted at the church or Nails Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 68-year-old Albion resident Dallas H. Elliott Jr. died last Saturday at his home. He was a veteran of the Vietnam War and worked as a carpenter for David Williams. Dallas Elliott Jr. is survived by three sisters, Judy Krasowska, Mary Campbell, and Terry Allison, all of Albion, three brothers, Daryl Best of Florida, Steve Elliott of Albion, and Willie Elliott of Grayville, and several nieces and nephews. A memorial service for Dallas Elliott Jr. will take place on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the Ingram Meredith Funeral Home in Albion. Memorials may be made to Operation Homefront, which benefits veterans. Envelopes will be available at the service. Ingram Meredith Funeral Home of Albion is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
OBGYN practice Asbury & Associates specializes in advanced minimally invasive surgery using the Da Vinci robot. Dr. David Asbury is the most experienced Da Vinci surgeon in Southern Illinois for fibroids, ovarian cysts, endometriosis, or other gynecologic conditions. These minimally invasive procedures require only a small incision. You'll experience fewer complications. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9, Fairfield area weather for today. Cloudy skies, a high of 38, 40% chance for showers tonight. Tonight's low will be around 25, and then sunny skies tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 40. The outlook for Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, scattered showers are possible on Thursday with a high of 40 and low of 22. Mostly sunny skies on Friday. Friday's high will be around 35 with a low of 25, and then mostly cloudy skies on Saturday. Saturday's high will be around 32 with a low of 25.